All right, it's 46 degrees. We've survived the storm. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking the tough challenge that the meteorologists have because they can see what they can see on the radar, and they don't know for sure, but they try to bring our attention to it. And it doesn't matter if, you know, if it's winter or spring, right? You know, snowstorm or whatever. And then we pass through and we go, oh, that wasn't so bad. So,
yep, that's true. And I think, you know, better prepared than not, you know. And
well, okay, funny you say that because I've been seeing different reactions now after the tornado. And there was a tornado warning in Eau Claire. It was like tornado-like winds, they said, and 11 miles south of Altoona.
Yep.
And I know people whose house, I'm thinking some folks from the Chippewa Valley moved to Arkansas. Their house was just completely taken away by a tornado. So when they said go to the basement, I said, let's go to the basement.
Yeah.
And not everybody wants to react that way.
Yeah, we have that in our house, too, where we have two that are actually storm phobic.
Okay.
And then there's two of us that are like, let's just watch and see what happens. And yeah, so you know, people respond very differently. You know, some people get in their car and get out and drive into the mess if they can.
Yes, exactly. You're beating me to the punch because I saw a couple of different ones indicating that exact response, which does seem cool. I mean, I understand that that attraction, and yet I don't know. You know, I guess it's in my head. Like, when are you going to know? You know?
Yeah. You know, when we were living in Minnesota, when Heather and I were first married, the town where I was working, the whole north half of the town was flattened by a tornado. And so a lot of my work at that time was doing counseling with folks who had just lost everything. And so I've been right up front with the destructive power of those things. And I'm a little more cautious than jumping in a car and chasing tornadoes. So,
yeah
I've seen what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. I think that is a good initial segment here for us this morning on WWIB. Glad we've survived the storm, and I'm looking for some fallout on specifics. I don't see any in terms of the damage. Didn't seem to be. And then, you know, if you live in Eau Claire, I mean, you know, historically, it's like, oh, the storm of 1980. You know, that is one you've probably heard about. That one, it's legendary. So.
Yep.
All right, but neither of us was in the Chippewa Valley at that time. I came in the fall of '82. All right,
and I was 8. So,
and you were when?
I was 8 years old.
You were 8, okay.
Yeah.
You were in Oostburg still.
You're right, exactly.
All right. Yeah. We got a long devotion this morning, it looks like. It's John 17:24. The verse, I remember the verse today. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world.
And then I wrote, Jesus was never burdened by his disciples. He did not merely tolerate doubting Thomas or impetuous Peter. He desired to be with them and with you and me. In spite of your sinfulness, Jesus wants to be with you too. Whether you are feeling shame, fear, doubt, or sadness, Jesus desires your company. When we are with Jesus, we are exposed to his beauty and glory, which flows from the Father. His presence is transformative. Ray Ortland once said, stare at the glory of God until you see it. When we come to Jesus in the fullness of his splendor, he changes us. He is the embodiment of love, and because of our union with him, we too are beloved. As we have already seen, the Father, Son, and Spirit have always existed in perfect love with one another. There is no hint of jealousy or self-centeredness. They are constantly highlighting the glory of the others. Pope Benedict the 16th wrote, eternal life is like plunging into the ocean of infinite love, a moment in which time, the before and after, no longer exists. We can only attempt to grasp the idea that such a moment is life in the full sense, a plunging ever anew into the vastness of being in which we are simply overwhelmed with joy. I love the image of an ocean of infinite love, but I also imagine the Trinitarian love as a conflux, which is a place where rivers join. The Trinity is never-ending flow of love into one another. In heaven, we will live with love's flow for all eternity.
So a lot of talk about love there.
Yep.
As you read the words you pen for Notes from the Upper Room, the devotion there, latter part of John 17, what do you take away from that?
Well, I mean, I think it's all about love. And, you know, I think this idea that we are deeply relational, that the Trinity exists in this relational union of love, this kind of inflowing into one another, and that's what our relationships in heaven will certainly look like, but hopefully how our relationships will We'll see a glimpse of that in our relationships now.
Good enough. Close us out with the prayer.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, the thought of being with you where you are is overwhelming. There is nothing I can imagine that would be more glorious. Help me to know that because of all you have done for me, I am embraced as the beloved. Amen.
We're going to follow that with Fernando Ortega's How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Here we go. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Off we go to Facebook, and we see a variety of birthdays. I'm clicking on it, and all right, here we go. Jake Kraft, I believe the grandson of the late Larry Kraft, turning 28 today. Kevin Schwartz, happy birthday to Kevin. And he did some of his wonderful balloon artistry with us for Single Mom Saturday. Caleb was giving the report both initially at Bloomer Tire Center and then on the bus to the theater. Kevin, you're awesome, man. You rock it. You're the best at what you do. Thank you so much for all the times you work with us and all the different ways. He's just a bright light. When Kevin's there, it's a great event for sure. He just makes it fun. So good at what he does with the balloon work. Don Motzing, happy birthday, Don. We've got Kathy Bernier, the former state senator from the 23rd State Senate District. Wanda Crotty, happy birthday to Wanda, great sister in the Lord. And Morgan Flomo in Liberia, Brian Day, all with birthdays today. All right, on the national scene, Willie Nelson's 92 today. I remember seeing him on an episode of Monk, which was pretty good. Jerry Seinfeld, 71. I just couldn't get into the Pop-Tart movie. Could you? It just wasn't for me. Kate Mulgrew from Star Trek Voyager, 70. The great actor Daniel Day-Lewis won a couple of Academy Awards, then retired from acting. I thought he said he was coming back. He is 68. Michelle Pfeiffer is 67. Eve Plum, Jan from the Brady Bunch is 67. Uma Thurman is 55. And Katherine Langford is 29.
It seems like time is one of those commodities that we never have enough of. And so Real Simple wanted to know, if you could create a time-saving invention, what would it be? And some of these I could get on board with, Alva.
And I have not found where this is actually at yet.
Under really. Bits and Breaks today, if you keep That's on scrolling down. So again... There. Real Simple wanted to know this, here are some time-saving inventions. How about this one? A clothes folding machine.
Yeah.
Because does anyone really like folding clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice. How about another one? You know how you can appear offline on Facebook? I'd like to be able to appear offline in my life, someone said, so I can do what I need to do without interruption.
There you go. If you could create a time-saving invention, what would it be? How about this? Someone says, a drain in the middle of my house so I could just hose this place down. Save some time on all the other forms of cleaning.
Don't worry about dusting. Yeah. Another time-saving device, a vacuum that would pick up large items.
Yes, rather than having to break them down just so they fit in the vacuum. And finally, a TikTok alarm that goes off if you've been on the site for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
I want that for the other social media sites as well. Well, speaking of that Chris Cruzy concert, how about two tickets to it? It's this Saturday at the historic Stanley Theater in beautiful Stanley, Wisconsin. Chris Cruzy and his band, and we want to get you and a friend in for free, courtesy of the Stanley Theater. Get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com. Again, Chris Cruzy live in concert with his band this Saturday. But if you want to win tickets, you have to answer our Tuesday trivia question, 715-723-2555. How about some presidential trivia? I did not realize this. Maybe someone will get it quickly, maybe not. Bill Clinton was the first president to do this. To do what? Bill Clinton was the first president to do what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets to see Chris Cruzy in concert this Saturday in Stanley.
Seems like a long time ago that he was president, but he was.
It was a long time ago, I guess, and my kids weren't alive.
Yeah, right, right. All right. So, and I, by the way, at the Stanley Theater, I've been there. It's a big theater, and
yeah,
it's a wonderful theater. And so, this is a great prize.
Great venue. Again, Chris Cruzy live in concert with his band this Saturday. Get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com or call in right now for your chance to win them. 715-723-2555. What was Bill Clinton the first president to do? 715-723-2555.
Now, when is the concert again?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday. Okay, so May 3rd, this Saturday. Free tickets to see Chris Cruzy. Barron, Wisconsin.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Again, runner-up on The Voice. And speaking of things that were a few years back, I still remember watching that. Again, that's the most intense day I've ever watched The Voice is when Chris was on it.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets.
I guess we stumped him.
Already. Stumping on a Tuesday trivia where people are just like, now we give up.
Yeah.
723-2555, 715-723-2555. Who's our first guesser?
Some other people say, oh, no, you
Mary
haven't.
Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mary Kay calling from Chippewa Falls.
Mary Kay, go right ahead.
What do you think?
He was the first president to serve two terms.
First president to serve two terms.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. And there's always possibilities as well we should throw out there that there could be things that are true but just not the answer that we're specifically looking for. Because we're trying to find something that's a little more off the wall, etc. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. To do what?
Okay, we stumped everybody but Mary Kay.
Well, there you go. Mary Kay, you've got the best odds to win the Chris Cruzy tickets then.
All right. We had somebody on the... This was like a fish on the line, and then they jumped off the hook.
So. Maybe that was their guess, too. 715-723-2555. What was Bill Clinton the first president to do? 723-2555.
Mm-hmm. He was president for a full two terms, which was 8 years.
And again, your chance to win two tickets to see Chris Cruzy with his band at the historic Stanley Theater this Saturday, May 3rd.
I remember many years ago he was in studio with us. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jackson from Fall Creek.
All right, Jackson, what do you think?
Was he the first president to use the White House bowling alley?
The White House bowling alley.
That is very specific, and it's definitely along the lines of something that we would come up with for trivia.
And I want to say that it was Richard Nixon that had the bowling alley put in. We can check me on that, but I think that's what it is. Could that be it? He's the first one to use it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jackson. Call us back from Fall Creek, Cricket Country there, 715-723-2555. What was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kennan.
All right, Piper. Good to hear from the young people today. What do you think?
First president to play the saxophone.
Play the saxophone. Okay. Yeah, he did that. What was it? The Hall Show. Arsenio Hall Show. Yeah, going back. Even before he was president. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Piper. Good to hear from Kenan. 715-723-2555.
And again, that to Caleb's point, maybe he was, but that's just not the answer we're looking for. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek. Was he the first president to play his saxophone on a late night show?
That's a guess we actually just got from Piper from Kenan. You ladies are thinking along the same line, but... Not what we're looking for, Lori. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Sorry about
that. Call us back. Again, Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? That is our Tuesday trivia question today for a chance to win two tickets to see Chris Cruzy and his band this Saturday in Stanley at the Stanley Theater.
Tuesday trivia.
It's your chance to win two tickets to see Chris Cruzy live in concert at the historic Stanley Theater this Saturday. You can get your tickets, by the way, at stanleymovietheater.com. Chris Cruzy and his band, don't miss this opportunity to see him. But we have a chance right here, right now, for you to win a ticket for you and a friend to see Chris and crew this Saturday if you can answer our question at 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia query is this. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? 715-723-2555. Haven't got it so far.
We have a good sample of callers before, and it looks like some folks a little quicker to call in. They've had a half hour to think about it here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from Withy. How you doing today, guys?
Good. Hey, Al, what do you think?
I'm thinking that he took money out of Social Security to help pay down whatever debt the nation had.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. Is that what he did? Is that he's the first one? Sorry, Al.
Now, what we're looking for, 715-723-2555. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555 for two tickets to see Chris Cruzy live in concert with his band this Saturday in Stanley.
All right, we got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Matt from Baronet.
What do you think, Matt?
He was the first baby boomer president.
First baby boomer president, okay.
I believe that is true, but is it what we're looking for?
Could that be the answer? It's not, so thanks.
Thank you for the call, 715-723-2555.
Again, sometimes we're not overly literal, but I would say when you say the first president to do what, yeah, either way.
Sure.
Yeah, so that might have been true, but not what we're looking for. 723-2555, you would jump right into the air if you call right now, right onto the air. I don't know about into the air.
I mean, you could jump into the air if you win.
Now we're being literal. 723-2555. Yeah. What do you think? First president to do what was Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this, to do what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Fairchild.
Hey, Sherry. Good to hear from you.
I don't know. I know he's probably the first president to do this. Don't know if it's what you're looking for. First president to jog to McDonald's. And get himself a Big Mac.
All right.
That is just the type of thing that we would have as an answer. For real, it would be.
But the jogging, she even said jogging. All right, could that be? That's not it. Thanks.
Thank you for the call from Fairchild.
Well, I guess the commonality between Clinton and Trump is they both like McDonald's. So there you go.
It's tasty.
Yeah. All right, WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Altoona.
Hi, Jennifer. Turn down your radio. Go right ahead.
I was wondering if it was play the saxophone.
Okay.
That's actually been guessed a couple times. You can have a bonus guess if you want. Now, again, doesn't mean that that's an incorrect answer, just not the right answer we're looking for, I guess.
Give it another try. You got another guess? Going once.
I got nothing.
No problem. Right. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Former President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? 715-723-2555. We've heard from Chippewa, Fall Creek, Kennan, Withy, Baronet, Fairchild, Altoona. No correct guesses so far.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bill from Lady Fest.
All right, Bill.
What do you think?
Is it something to do with his signing something digitally?
Signing something digitally.
All right, yeah. Could that be it? Signing something digitally. Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Bill. Good to hear from Russ County. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this, to do what? We're trying to give you two tickets to see Chris Cruzy live in concert this Saturday at the historic Stanley Theater.
All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anthony from Barron.
All right, Anthony, what do you think?
To recognize the state of Israel.
To recognize the state of Israel. Okay.
Okay. Could that be it? Sorry, Anthony.
Good to hear from Barron and Baronet so far this morning.
Okay, we don't have any calls at the moment. Willing to take two more, though, but you got to come pretty rapidly. 723-2555. Bill Clinton, the first president to do what? We've had a lot of guesses. None of them have been what we're looking for. 723-2555. Going once, going twice, and that does it for now.
All right.
So back at it a little bit later.
Yeah, around 8:45-ish, we'll give you another chance. Again, think about this. Former President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? It's Tuesday Trivia Try Number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Our featured prize is two tickets to see Chris Cruzy and his band at the historic Stanley Theater, stanleymovietheater.com, to get tickets. That concert is coming up this Saturday. Chris Cruzy and Co., his band live in concert this Saturday at the historic Stanley Theater. We want to get you and a guest in for free. 715-723-2555. But in order to win those tickets, you have to answer this question that stumped folks a couple times so far. Bill Clinton was the first president to do this. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this, to do what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to see Chris Cruzy in Stanley live in concert this Saturday.
We've had some good guesses so far. We've had good representation throughout the WIB listening area, but nobody's got it right.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. What was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do? 715-723-2555. We've heard from Chippewa Falls, Fall Creek, Kennan, Withy, Baronet, Fairchild, Altoona, Ladysmith, and Barron so far, but have not got the correct answer. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. It's not serve two terms, not the first president to use the White House bowling alley, not to play the saxophone on a late night show, not taking money from Social Security to pay down national debt, not the first baby boomer president. And again, some of these, not saying they're not correct, it's just not what we're looking for. Not the first president to jog to McDonald's to get a Big Mac, not the first president to sign something digitally, not the first president to recognize the state of Israel. Bill Clinton was the first president to do what?
Let us hear from you right now. Who's going to be the leader? Who's going to step out? Who's got, at least take a stab at it? For two tickets to Chris Cruzy Saturday night in Stanley.
Again, you can get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com, but why not try to win them right here, right now? 723-2555.
And then you can have a larger contingent from your group go.
Indeed.
Right?
Maybe bless someone else as well.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Juanita calling from Conrad.
All right, what do you think, Juanita?
He was the first president to live through, to be president when the millennial came.
When the millennial, okay, turning into 2000, right? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, because the election was later that year. Could that be it? Sorry.
It's crazy to think that these events we're talking about were like a quarter century ago.
I know, yeah. You and I both saying it was a long time ago he was president, so anyhow. 723-2555 guests have kind of sprinkled in. We probably did best in the 8:15 time slot in terms of people guessing. Third time today, what was Bill Clinton the first president to do? 723-2555 for a pair of tickets to Chris Cruzy Saturday night at the Stanley Theater.
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? 715-723-2555. As always, no penalties for wrong guesses, so guess away, and if you can get through again, keep on guessing. 723-2555.
Our weekly tradition is to go through three slots on Tuesday, let you sleep on it, come back on Wednesday morning, a win it Wednesday, and then finally we give a hint at 745. But people are, I can see them right now, they're like, give me a hint.
And sometimes we're willing to break tradition if you are able to guess it sooner, because every once in a while we solve Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not sure if today is going to be
that
day.
Doesn't seem like it, no.
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555, unless we've stumped you, and we'll try again on a win it Wednesday.
May have to come back in the... Oh, here we go. Just when
maybe someone will slide in
to give
under the
up
gate
on
here.
Yeah, you never know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lynn. I'm calling from Hayward, Wisconsin.
Good to hear from you in Hayward. What do you think?
So my guess would be to recognize the people. We the people.
Okay, recognize the people. We the people.
Is that what we're looking for?
It's not it, sorry.
Thank you. Good to hear from Hayward. We haven't heard from Hayward for a minute, so fantastic.
Well, it's been great. We, you certainly can call in more than once, but today's callers, I think it's been, fresh throughout. So
yeah, from all over the place. Again, 715-723-2555 for any last-second callers. Otherwise, Tuesday trivia,
yep,
as it so often does, will morph into Win It Wednesday.